This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Well, let's try it again in an existing key, not mine. We exalt you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. A song request? Yes.
I don't know if it's like in there, but I forgot the name of it, but the blood will never lose its power.
Yeah, Gaither's song. Do you know the chorus at least, how it goes? I'm not going to be much help to you.
the blood
that Jesus shed on Calvary. Today it will never lose its power. Amen. Reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. The blood that Jesus shed. Power. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I believe it. It never will lose its power. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for the enduring work of the cross of Jesus. We give you praise and honor this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. Amen. Well, I hope we did okay with that. But that's a blessing to have that song. Here's the deal, as they say. I always wanted to sing like Brother Eddie Waldfogle. I just enjoyed the way he sang. And I've said, when I get to heaven, you're going to hear a beautiful voice. And you say, is that Brother Eddie? And it's going to be me. But you know, the one pianist we had, James Imerdino, who helped us at the chapel, he said, Keith, you seem to always sing in B flat. And I thought he meant the key, but he just meant I sang flat. But I'll just tell you this. When I lived here at camp, Sister Caroline Gardner, she got a hold of one of the brothers and said, I want to give you music lessons. And I heard that and I thought, I'm up for that. Because she said she recognized the gift in him. And so she was having these special sessions with a brother by the name of Phil Baker. And I remember being a little bit envious. Like, I could use some help. He could always sound good to me. But she would... And he went along with it, and they had these lessons. And I remember thinking, boy, I need help. Well, the way God works, he leads the singing now in the chapel. And they don't have to put up with me. Isn't that wonderful? You don't have to say amen to that.
Amen.
All right, I'll start telling stories about you, Tom. Coming up real soon. Well, you know, singing is such a gift of God to sing. It opens our soul, doesn't it? When you just sing with your heart, and when you sing the lyrics, and the lyrics mean something, God works in us. So I love singing. The song that we're going to start out with this morning is going to be number 14 in the White Book. We're not going to sing it right away. I want to read a psalm to us first, but it's 14 in our camp books. I read to us last night, we began with Psalm 134, but the very next psalm, Psalm 135, starts the same practically and says some of the same things, a little bit different. It begins this way, praise the Lord. What a great way to begin, amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O you servants of the Lord. Remember the calisthenics we did last night? You who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is pleasant. Oh, thank God. The name of Jesus has become pleasant to us. I always think of how in the world they take that name in vain, and they use it as a profanity. Isn't that amazing? It always hurts our hearts, my wife and I, when we hear in the store or somewhere somebody using that name. But there was a time when maybe that was so in our way, where that name didn't have a lot of meaning to us. But it does now, doesn't it? It's pleasant to us. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus, the only name in which we find salvation. And this song we're going to sing, the new song, it's all about the new song that he's given us. So let's stand and sing it together.
Stand on great throne in If you're not too proud, how many of you were a rebel? Yeah. I know, I spoke with some of you. Shock and awe. But isn't it wonderful? He maketh the rebel a priest and a king. This is awesome. I mean, show those hands again. Because you know why we need to see those hands? Because some of us have kids that are out there. You know? And we need to see that God can change the rebel. Thank God for that. Amen? Now, no, Keith, be good.
Yeah.
Keith, no. Be good.
I'm not.
I was going to have all those who were rebels should sing this song, but let's sing. See, they still got a little rebellion in them. Lord. Number 4, come on.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the report we heard last night of how you're working in the village. We thank you for our brother Gary and, Lord, the ministry he has there and the counselors there. And we're thankful, Lord Jesus, that there's going forth a call to be absolute about the things of God. And we pray, Lord, that that work will be increased and built upon this morning, this day, dear Lord. Whatever you have in mind, and we know you have some things in mind that you want to accomplish by the Holy Spirit. And we back that in prayer, in intercession, that, Lord, those things will be so in Jesus' name. Strengthen the counselors in the village, Lord, in the cottage. Lord, we're thankful that you can move by the Holy Spirit among those young children. Oh, Lord, I've had the privilege of seeing you do that. And God, we pray there'll come a real work of your grace. Bless and strengthen these, we ask. We thank you for every guest, and we pray for those who are here, those who are coming, those that have gone. Lord, that the seeds that have been sown will grow and prosper. And Lord, that Jesus, that you yourself will be what motivates them every day. We just trust you to do this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated?
He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today. A song of praise, hallelujah.
Oh, thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you. We will praise you, our merciful, gracious Savior. Hallelujah. Let's sing that. It's 476, I believe so. 476. Perhaps we could stand and sing that together.
My heart was distressed, neath Jehovah's dread frown, and low in the pit where my sins dragged me down.
Song of praise, hallelujah.
shall see us sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in God. He brought me up of the miry clay, set my feet on the rock to stay, and he puts a song in my soul.
Heavenly Father, that you are the God who hears our cry when we call. And even in our rebellion, even in our straying, you're a God who rescues and restores.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for what you've done for Joe.
Yes.
Thank you for what you've done for our brother Jonathan. Thank you, Lord, for the others here, that example of the grace of God.
Amen.
We thank you. All of us.
Yes.
Have come under the changing, transforming power of Christ. Lord, if we were left to ourselves, how pitiful. But you came, you tapped on our shoulders, you spoke to our hearts. We thank you for your mercy and grace. We praise you. Oh, how can we not praise you? How could we not praise you? You're worthy, and we thank you with all that's within us. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll ask you to please be seated, and we're going to sing that last verse in closing. I'm sorry, Brother Paul. We'll close with that. And if you have to go, then you know I'll start it out the right key and just bring everybody in on my key.